The BLM riots last summer caused several deaths, probably a dozen, more than $1 billion in property damage in this country, most of which has not been rebuilt. In case you've forgotten, here's what they look like. That's all been memory hold. Save it on your hard drive. Probably won't be available soon. But the spirit lives on. Just days ago, a BLM activist called Hawk Newsom threatened the newly elected mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, who, for the record, is also black, but whatever. Newsom promised, quote, riots and bloodshed if the new mayor dares to enforce the law. The existing laws of the city of New York. We're going to kill people if you dare do that. So that's a threat of violence. What's interesting is that Merrick Garland, who's our attorney general, our chief law enforcement officer, hasn't even acknowledged it. Instead, he's been targeting parents who complain about school boards because they're terrorists. Today, a DOJ whistleblower came forward with evidence that Merrick Garland has been using counterterrorism tools to investigate parents who don't like being told that they're racist. Because you have to sit there and take it. You're racist. Okay.
He hasn't exploded.
Okay, I'm a racist.
All
I'm
right. Late. You say so. It's all true, though.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yep.
The whole world's upside down.
It really is. What a time to be alive.
Yeah. 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 It's a positive way to start out a Friday morning, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the day after.
Ah.
The most interesting birthday I ever experienced.
Do tell.
Oh, I will. There's so much, Janet, I will have to sprinkle it throughout the show.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay. We can do that.
Okay.
We've got a lot of Friday funnies coming up for you a little bit later on this morning.
Need them.
Here's our thought of the day. If grass can grow through cement, love can find you at any point of your life. It's true.
Oh, it is.
If grass can grow through cement, love can find you at any point of your life. 434-248-0704. That's our text number. We'd love to hear from you this morning as we give you our Mind Jam trivia.
I've seen grass grow through asphalt and concrete.
It's amazing. I've seen flowers pop up through cement and asphalt. And you're just like, how on earth does that happen? It is quite the picture of resilience, though.
Yeah.
And tenacity.
Yeah, when that seed wants to do something, it finds
ground.
It's
going to do it. Yep, finds it a way.
Amazing. Here's our Mind Jam trivia. This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s.
Darn.
What board game are we talking about?
That's some longevity right
there. Yeah, really.
It's still around today.
It is. And I can admit I have played this game.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Hours and hours and hours of it over my lifetime. 434-248-0704. Guess which board game it is on this day in history. In 1620, the Mayflower reaches Cape Cod and explores the coast. Those evil racist pigs.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yeah. Stealing everything from the...
Stealing the land from Mother Earth.
Do you remember when we used to do little, you know, plays?
Yes. Somebody dressing up like the...
Right. Yeah. The pilgrims. And the Indian. They came together and everybody got along.
They shared their corn.
They did. And not that it was all that way, but there were some good stories that came out of it. But no more. Good feeling gone.
Now we put our corn inside the apparently cavity of a turkey. You had that.
Oh, somebody sent me a recipe. We'll talk about that later on.
Oh, my gosh.
They sent me a recipe for dressing. And
right.
I was like, oh, they must want me to share this on 5. And it was really funny. I'll share that later. 1805, Lewis and Clark expedition. There's some more of those evil white men.
They're white racists. They literally want to take their statues down.
Oh, sure. But we're going to honor them this morning because that's what we do.
Right.
We look at real history. Lewis and Clark expedition, led by Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, reaches the Pacific Ocean, the first European Americans to cross the West.
White Europeans.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. 1863, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln delivers his Gettysburg Address, beginning with the words, 47 years ago. And then in 1916, Samuel Goldwyn and Edgar Suwin established Goldwyn Pictures. The company later became one of the most successful independent filmmakers ever. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, remember? There you go. Bum-ba-da-bum. Bum-ba-da-bum. Bum-bum-bum-bum. Wow, we did our own sound effects this morning.
Wow, I bruised my chest.
You may have. Well, I couldn't do that, that's for sure. In 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on a book by Ken Kesey, starring Jack Nicholson and Louis Fletcher, is released, and it was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1976.
Hotel on Boardwalk.
Play the game. Knock off the
hotel.
Play the game, Hardy.
What are you talking about? I am playing the game.
Play the game.
Listen, you keep your hands off me.
Play the game.
I've had enough. You keep your hands off me!
Play the game.
You hear me? I can be pushed just so far, see?
Play the game.
You touch me once
play
more.
The game.
Just touch me once more.
And wow. He kept poking him. Touch me once more. And he touches him once more. Touch me once more.
Wow.
And
that's,
then
that's a game of Monopoly that went horribly wrong.
You want to know how it all got diffused? Back in the day, they had these fire extinguishers that had water in them.
Right, cold water.
Yeah, yeah. And the it was gravity fed, so the hose came out of the bottom. Mm-hmm. So Jack Nicholson goes over and grabs one of these big ones, and he hoses them all down. And they're like, "What's going on?"
That's right. Yeah,
and it diffuses.
But they did that. But they did that a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
diffuse the whole situation.
Which is, but it's kind of, you know, they do that with animals when they're trying to break up animals.
Yeah, you do hose.
And so, mm-hmm. I think even that indicates how scary that whole system.
You know how I diffuse a situation?
Is. How's that?
I come in wearing gym shorts, wearing hose, and people look at me and they go, "What the heck?"
I imagine so.
Did you see what Lamb's doing over there?
You just blinded my mind's eye with that one. 1976, Save Us, George Harrison. He releases this song.
This song we let be. This song is indeed. This song is for you and
just the short story. He wrote that song because of My Sweet Lord in the lawsuit.
Right, because he got sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, we refer to that. We've referred that a couple times on the show.
That's a fun song. It's done. The video's done in a jury. Yeah, it's a lot fun.
It's nice that he could kind of take
that. Yeah, tongue in cheek.
He didn't get all bitter about it.
That would be
weird.
A fun courtroom opposed to the one happening in Kenosha right now.
For real. Mm. And then finally, 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev meet for the very first time.
We can choose to make the world safer and freer, if we have courage. But then, courage is something neither of our peoples have ever lacked. We have been allies in a terrible war. Let us consecrate this year to showing not courage for war, but courage for peace.
Nice.
Gosh, that guy could give a speech.
I know, it's pretty great. Birthdays today.
Yeah.
Alice and Janie having a birthday, turning 62 years old.
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
This one. It's a retro back to the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, of all things.
Oh. The people on these sites, they're the cast of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The muumuu-wearing parliament smoker, that's Nurse Ratched. When Nurse Ratched is unhappy, the patients are unhappy. You're McMurphy. You swoop in there with your card games and your fishing trips.
I didn't swoop in. I came in exactly the same way everybody else did.
Well, now I'm telling you to open the wardroom window and climb on out before they give you a prefrontal lobotomy and I have to smother you with a pillow.
Wow.
That was from West Wing.
Okay.
Because Josh made a huge mistake. He went on some website and made some statements, and she says, "That's like those people are One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest."
Oh, wow.
And then she makes all the analogies because Nicholson's, you know, spoiler alert, it is a 1973 movie,
right.
gets the front lobotomy, and then...
See, I've never seen that movie. I probably should. That's a classic
movie.
Well,
then I'm not going to say anymore.
No, it's okay. But it's a classic movie. I should have seen it.
It is. And one of the guys knows him. He's sane, just like Nicholson's character is sane. He kills him. He smothers him because he knew he wouldn't want to live that way.
Because
Nicholson's character is just so, I mean, he is out there.
Intense.
He brings girls in to the place, and they have they play cards, and you know.
It's very Jack Nicholson like of him.
Yes, it really is.
Other birthdays today, Meg Ryan, she turned 60.
I think you discover a lot of things if you really knew me. If I really knew you, I know what I would find. Instead of a brain, a cash register. Instead of a heart, a bottom line.
What?
I just had a breakthrough.
What is it?
I have you to thank for it. For the first time in my life, when confronted with a horrible, insensitive person, I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and I said it.
Wow. Impressive. Adam Driver's having a birthday today. He turns 38 years old.
This is from the movie. You might not recognize this guy, but he is going to be known because of the release of this movie that's happening, House of Gucci.
It is an empire.
You can help the family. Gucci is not exciting, and everybody knows it.
At least it's my name, sweetie.
Our name, sweetie.
Her name's
okay.
That's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it is.
I think she's going to win some kind of award for this.
She is very talented.
She's
another one that's kind of out there, but she is very talented.
Speaking of out there.
And talented. Jodie Foster having a birthday today. She turns 59 years old.
The guy she's playing opposite of is really out there.
Mm. You see a lot, Doctor. When are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself? What about it? Why don't you look at yourself and write down what you see? Maybe you're afraid to.
You fly back to school now, little Starling. Fly, fly, fly. Fly, fly, fly.
Mm.
Silence of the Lamb, Lamb, Lamb.
Mm-hmm. So scary.
Haven't seen the movie.
He whispers a lot. Biden whispers a lot. Coincidence? I'm not sure. Could go either way.
Yeah.
Also having a birthday today. See? Do you hear the similarity? Fly away, little starling. Calvin Klein is having a birthday today. He turned 79 years old.
What an iconic figure.
Calvin Klein is among the rare squad of iconic brands that has ruled over the facets of boldness, sensuality, and aesthetics with grace for almost half a century. It is the global leader of understated but timeless clothing that has been thrust into the limelight with their signature provocative ads featuring everyone from Kate Moss to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Brooke Shields. Nothing gets between me and my Calvins.
I remember that commercial, yeah. And then what's his name?
I can't believe they didn't mention her. She was
Wahlberg.
Like the first one that really...
Yeah. Well, she was young, too, as I recall.
Well, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg, well, that was
he was just solid as a rock.
Had his little tidy whiteys on. That was I'm just saying.
Tidy whiteys 2 days in a row. Salty talked about tidy whiteys yesterday. Yikes.
I'm pretty sure he just wore his ones though, so it's all good.
Okay.
And then finally, we have from the Today Show, Ann Curry having a birthday today, turning 65.
This is how she opened one day.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
She did not.
No, seriously, that's not an edit. I saw the video.
Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Wow.
This is a lot now, in fairness to her, because she is a good reporter. She had a hard time the way they treated her at NBC and the Today Show.
Mm.
Now, this is her coming out after the Me Too movement and the whole Matt Lauer, because this is one of her colleagues.
Oh, yeah. It was a difficult time.
Locked the door with her in there, but listen to her, and she is very determined in this next statement, post Matt Lauer, scandal.
For the first time in my life, I actually have real hope that we will see a day when women will finally be unbound and unleashed upon the world.
That's a little scary.
Hmm.
The way she says unleashed.
Yes.
Upon the world.
Yikes. All right. That's scary. Thanks for the text this morning, 434-248-0704. Mm-hmm. You've been making your guesses with our Mind Jam Trivia.
This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s.
Hmm.
What is this game?
We have had people guess checkers. They have guessed Scrabble,
right.
Yahtzee, mm-hmm. Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are good guesses.
Yeah.
And one of them is correct.
Wow.
We'll tell you which one when we return.
Right down to the wire, even to the wire. To the wire, to the limit, to the fire, to wherever I am. To the fire, to the limit.
We are the
Morning Jam. We are the Morning Jam.
Live across America from the top of the Sears Tower in Chicago, we're talking about wishes and dreams. What's your wish this Christmas Eve?
What's your
Maybe
wish?
The best present My you can give yourself is,
to turn the radio station.
The number in Chicago.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Did you realize Meg Ryan listens to the show?
I didn't. So impressive.
Yes.
It's nice to have celebrities other than Salty.
That's right. I guess he is a celebrity.
I guess so. Just ask him. He'll tell you.
It's true.
Thanks for sending in your guesses with our Mind Jam trivia. We've had some fun with that today.
We have. I'm just still glowing in the fact that Meg Ryan is one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Got it.
This board game was created in 1903 and was voted the number one game in America through the 40s and 60s. What is that game, Miss Janet?
It is, drumroll please, Monopoly.
Yep.
And they were playing it in the
One Flew Over
the Cuckoo's
Nest. We gave them a little hint there.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's all tying together now.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Parker Brothers and is subtitled as the fast-dealing property trading game. And the earliest game can be traced back to 1903. And the version was created by Elizabeth Maggie, who wanted a game to understand tax. We're never going to understand that. That's never going to make sense to me. And do you know what Mr. Monopoly's true name is?
No.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. I did not know this.
That makes perfect sense.
And the game has been played by over a billion people.
Yeah.
The longest running game lasted for 70 days straight. And that was just me in 1979 with my cousins.
Okay.
We had some games that lasted for days.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're just like, oh, dear Lord, let this game. But we were also stubborn. We all wanted to win.
So this thing is so famous that McDonald's embraced it for one of their whatever many games they've done over the year.
Until somebody they figured out was scamming it.
Oh, I didn't hear
they
that.
They were like all the fake pieces stuff. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Geez.
Yeah. There's always
somebody that spoils the game. Probably that same person that would get Boardwalk. You know, every time. Was it Boardwalk
now,
and Park Place?
Did you go for the biggies, or were you the slumlord?
I wouldn't say slumlord.
Depending on what part. If you were on Baltic Avenue, you were a slumlord.
Right,
I'm just saying.
I get you. I mean, I tried to get Indiana and Illinois and those kind. The red ones. The red ones.
And I like the railroads.
Yeah, the railroads were good.
Railroads were good.
Yeah, that's where I tended to put my investments.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a few times that I had Boardwalk and Park Place.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I was living,
you're moving on up,
the Jeffersons.
To the east side, to that deluxe apartment in the sky.
I want to play that game. I want to get that.
I know, I wouldn't mind playing it again. Yeah. It's been a long, long time. They have tournaments in Hong Kong, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, Singapore, United States, and United Kingdom.
Wow.
And the most expensive board game ever made was a Monopoly board made by Sidney Mabel. It had a 23-carat board, diamond-studded dice, and it cost over $2 million.
Wow.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.